You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, sharing information to offer different ways to look at life, to be, to feel, and to experience that important sense of well-being. This week, we're talking about a new approach, the Diamond Approach, known as a Path of Inner Discovery. And we're joined by an Ann Arbor teacher of this approach, Lou Weir. Hi, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate being here with you today.
How would you describe the Diamond Approach?
There's a lot to it. The first thing I would say is that it's a practice that is designed to connect us with our more authentic selves. The way that we would describe that would be our essential selves. And one way of thinking of it is historically, when we're born, we are in deep connection with these qualities. And when you see a baby, you can kind of see how they're just connected to love and they're just expressing that in their own individual way. And there are many other qualities in addition to love that we talk about in the Diamond Approach. But over time, we start to lose our connections, our direct connections with these qualities. And it's not a bad thing. It's part of the development of an egoic self, which we all need to navigate the world. But that egoic self has a sense, a little bit of a sense of not being completely authentic. And I think people can sometimes notice that. And our Diamond Approach is intended to reconnect us in a more direct way with the essential nature of who we really are.
What attracted you to the Diamond Approach in the first place?
I think I had some sense that there had to be more to me than I was experiencing. And it related to the inner sense that there was some place that was more free, more open, more me. Mm-hmm. And when I read about the Diamond Approach, I could feel myself resonate with that.
There are a lot of different practices out there. Why would one choose the Diamond Approach over another available way to look at life?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think about that from time to time myself. And, you know, the short answer that's probably not so satisfying is that you just kind of resonate with it. You try it and it feels like the right thing. But I think that it appeals to people who want understanding. They want to understand more about how they relate to reality, how reality relates to them, and approach it from a standpoint of trying to understand more deeply. And at the same time, although when I say that, it feels like it might be an intellectual approach, it's very much body-centered, and it's centered around embodying the knowledge of who you are, and quite honestly, also who you are not, so seeing the parts of ourselves that are false and fake.
I understand it involves your physical, mental, and your emotional experiences.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that point. Our fundamental practice is inquiry. And inquiry is an exploration of maybe some topic, maybe some issue in your life. And we start right where you are. And when you say that, what I mean is you start in presence and you're present with everything about that experience. So you sense how you feel emotionally, how your body feels otherwise. And you also do bring in your intellect as an assisting quality. One of the other unique things about the Diamond Approach is that not only do we try to connect ourselves with these essential qualities in a direct way, but we also look at the barriers to those qualities. And it's often that's where the really rich work of understanding takes place. And, you know, each quality has its own anatomy, so to speak, of how it's lost. And so we end up dealing with, for example, if I am having difficulty being open to compassion, we would look at that, what's the barrier there? And often we find that the barrier to compassion is the inability of your heart to hold and be with the pain and the hurt that occurs in everybody's kind of normal existence. So those barriers are really important, and that's one of the unique features of the Diamond Approach. The understanding, when it's expressed in its fullest and best way, would be a body, a heart, and a mind understanding, and all of them agreeing.
Part of the reason I do Art and Soul, the Art of Well-Being, is to expose people to the many different ways to look at life and hopefully feel better. So I think people might be hearing the Diamond Approach. What is that? And what do I have to believe? Or what do I have to give up? Or what ideologies do I have to embrace to be a part of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, in the first instance, yeah, there's nothing that needs to be believed. There is a pretty comprehensive description of how we think that reality will express through individuals. However, each concept, idea, understanding is presented to a person for them to verify on their own to find out whether it's true for them. And so there's no specific thing that needs to be believed. It's not associated with a particular religion, so there's no religious aspect, but it's also not at all anti-religious. There are people from all the major religions that participate in the Diamond Approach.
So you, Lou Weir, are from Ann Arbor, and if someone is interested in getting involved in the Diamond Approach, are there opportunities, I'm assuming mostly online right now as the pandemic wears on?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have been online only, like everyone else, but surprisingly, the online work is deep and, in most cases, very intimate. So it's worked out pretty well. However, we are eagerly looking forward to meeting in person, and we have a group that has been meeting for several years in Ann Arbor, and it's open to new members. And right now, we have a really exciting opportunity. We've developed a six-week class that gives an overview of the Diamond Approach that actually practices the practices of the Diamond Approach and gives supportive understandings for why we do it. And that class is going to begin March 18th. It's a six-week class, and the cost of the class is $90 for that 6 weeks. And there's also the option to come to the first meeting for free just to see if you like it. So it's a great opportunity for any of the listeners to kind of dip their toe in and see if it's something that they would like to do.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Lou Weir, Ann Arbor teacher of the Diamond Approach, thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It was really a pleasure.